Good morning and welcome to For the Sake of Your Eyes on Connect FM. Time we spend with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt about issues that affect vision and the health of your eyes. And we are happy to be joined by Dr. Wendy again this morning. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here today. And we're going to be discussing a topic that affects most everybody. We're going to ask the question, does smartphone use or screen time, does it damage your eyesight? And that is very pertinent, I think, to most everybody, because just about everybody uses a smartphone or a screen, right?
That's right. And people, they've done some studies, and the recent data indicates that the average smartphone use, a person checks their phone 144 times a day, and they get around 4.5 hours of screen time each day. Mm. I don't fall into that category, do you?
I don't think so.
I'm on the computer, but I don't check my smartphone 144 times.
Right, but on average, that's more than half a work day.
And a lot of people, they don't use a computer, a tablet, they only use the phone.
Yeah, yeah. And it is a different screen, right?
Yes. But it underscores the addictive nature of smartphones and how easy it can be to overuse them. Such a substantial amount of screen time can lead to digital eye strain, and it affects your eye health over time.
Now, you mentioned digital eye strain. That's an interesting term. So what exactly is that from using smartphones?
Well, when you focus on something lit from behind, like a smartphone, a computer, a tablet, your eyes focus on the screen, and they relax to a point behind, and they focus and relax and focus and relax. Mm-hmm. So it's like holding your arm up and making your hand into a fist 40,000 times. Now, your arm would get tired, let alone your eyes doing all that focusing.
Yeah, exactly.
So it creates eye strain. Just looking at the light on the screen, it can create glare, which makes you focus harder. Overhead lighting, window glare, that can affect things. But focusing in and out and in and out and in and out. And unfortunately, you can use one eye to do all the work, because the eyes do not work as a team. One always takes over up close, one takes over far away. But in this situation, it puts that out of balance.
Yeah. Now, I know most people probably, I even realize that when I am having to use my smartphone a lot, I start to feel that strain on my eyes, and we may not really understand what exactly is causing that. So what are some of those causes of eye strain from using your smartphone?
Well, the more you stare at it, just like driving, if you drive a long distance, you tend to stare.
Yeah.
On a computer, a smartphone, you tend to stare, so you don't blink as much.
Mm.
So your eyes become dry. Your eyes can hurt because the muscles in around your eyes start to work hard to try to keep your focus, and you'll get a headache across the forehead or in the temples. Also, the blue light can cause problems, not just while you're on your smartphone, but the cumulative amount of time using blue light. Blue light creates macular degeneration,
Okay. Extra
lighting conditions.
Yeah.
So over the years, you accumulate more and more and more blue light. Now, there are certain phones that you can turn the blue light off, or you've heard them talking about and read about using blue filters on your lenses to help cut that down.
Right. We are talking with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic today about use of smartphones. We all use them, or most all of us, and it does affect your eyesight. Dr. Wendy, what are some of the symptoms that you are experiencing eye strain from using your smartphone?
You get eye strain from trying to keep your focus on it, and sometimes the position of where you hold the smartphone can be a problem. And if you look at kids, they have it right up in their faces.
Right up their nose.
So that creates eye strain. Your eyes can become irritated. You can get pain or discomfort in the eyes. Your eyes can get tired. You can have blurred vision. After staring up close and you look far away, your eyes can lock in focus and you look at a distance and they don't want to relax. So everything is blurry at a distance for a period of time. You can have dry eyes, as I said, and you can also have watery eyes. Now, that sounds funny, but when your eyes are dry, the eye produces extra tears to try to wet the eye, and then the tears run and run. They're not efficient. They just run and run.
It kind of kicks the tear ducts into overdrive, so to speak. All right. So we've talked about some of those short-term symptoms that you're experiencing eye strain, and that can turn into some long-term effects. And we will be talking about those right after this important message from Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy, we are talking about the use of smartphones, and this is one of those topics that can affect most everybody. Maybe somebody just uses their smartphone a couple minutes a day, but most people use it several hours a day. So there are effects from that. And we are going to be talking now about those long-term effects on your eye health due to smartphone use. Tell us about that.
Well, a common complaint that we get from patients is that their eyes hurt a lot when they're looking at their iPhone. And if you find that they do, you should consider cutting back or modifying your usage. And this is related, like I had said, about the immediate effects of the phone use, like eye strain and irritation. But there are additional effects to consider, and some of these symptoms can be chronic with extended use of time. Some research has suggested that smartphone use may be a risk factor for long-term issues like dry eye syndrome and myopia. And as I just was saying, that your eyes lock into focus, and when you look far away, they don't relax. And over time, as you do that, it becomes structuralized, meaning you look as though you need nearsighted glasses because your eyes are locked in focus. Yeah. But as you continue to do that, it becomes permanent. Okay. And so a lot of people are having increases in nearsightedness. And since COVID, there's been an epidemic of myopia or nearsightedness because the kids at the time, when we were, all the schools were closed and everything was shut down, they worked on the computer doing their schoolwork. Mm-hmm. Then their fun time was on screens too.
Yeah.
And they weren't allowed to go outside. So their eyes were constantly focusing up close. They locked into focus, and now they are definitely nearsighted and there's no turning back.
I'm sure that also kind of became epidemic with the adults, too, that were doing a lot of their work at home and were on the screens as well a lot more time than usual.
That's right.
So tell us more about those two conditions that you talked about, dry eye syndrome and then myopia or nearsightedness.
Well, symptoms of dry eye syndrome or dry eye disease is chronic eye dryness, stinging or burning sensation, light sensitivity, and blurred vision. And once a person develops dry eye syndrome, it may continue to get worse in a cycle that's hard to reverse. Now, in your eye, you have three different tear films. The first is the watery layer, and it's produced under the eyebrow. There's a gland there called the lacrimal gland. It's made up of tissue similar to your joints. And so if you have arthritis, tendonitis, bursitis, that adds to the dryness. Mm. And a lot of older people have that. And so their watery layer becomes diminished. Mm-hmm. The other two layers are mucus and oil. And mucus and oil are created in the lids. You have vertical ducts that allow the mucus and the oil to get down into the eye. One comes out along the lash, and the other one, there's a row of openings along the edge of the lid. Now, sinus problems are, they add to dry eye because the sinus beside the nose is paper thin, mm-hmm. and it allows the germs to go back and forth in the eye. The eye produces extra mucus to kill off the germs, which it has like little Pac-Man that eat up the germs. So your eye gets dry, it produces more oil or mucus, and the mucus then makes you drier. And it gets to a point that it's so dry that there's more mucus produced, and then you get a smear of vision. So when your tears are not working efficiently, and then you have, you're using a phone or a computer or tablet, you tend to stare, as I said before. You don't blink as much, so you don't have the tears going down over the eye. If you have sinus problems, that'll complicate it more.
Wow.
And so it's a cycle that continues going. And we have a lot of drops that help. Some help the watery layer, like regular artificial tears, like Tears Naturelle. Mm-hmm. Some help the mucus layer. Some help the oily layer. Some help all three. Gel drops are a type of drop that will stay in contact with the eye longer. So you can use gel drops when you're working on your phone or on a computer if your eyes get dry. When you first put them in, they're thick and they stay in contact with the eye, so they blur the vision for up to 5 minutes, depending on the type. Mm-hmm. But then you don't have to keep putting drops in every 5-10 minutes. Oh. Because once your eyes are dry, you feel that you need to rewet them constantly.
Yeah.
And that's that cycle that's hard to break.
Sure.
Now, there are different things that you can take too. There are some pills that you can take that help. Omega-3 fatty acids help.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing is worse than your eyes burning and stinging and hurting.
For sure.
When your eyes bother you, everything bothers you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're learning a lot about dry eye syndrome and how that can be brought on by improper use or overuse of smartphones. Another one of those things that can happen is, inflammation of myopia or nearsightedness. How does that happen?
Focusing too closely on screens can contribute to the development or the progression of myopia, especially in children. When a child holds a screen too close to their face, it trains their eyes to focus on nearby objects. It locks in focus, and that can impair their ability to see distant objects clearly as their visual system develops. Also, we've talked in the past about convergence insufficiency, and I was telling you that you can use one eye on a computer. These kids don't learn to become binocular, which adds to the development of myopia.
Sure.
But holding things very close changes how they focus, and they have to do that because their eyes get tired over time, and focusing too close is a problem. So, especially for kids, you should limit their time. They should be looking at things further away. Mm-hmm. Now, years ago, we talked about computer user syndrome, but with the advent of phones and tablets and things, it's much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the seating and positioning that causes a lot of problems. It's how you use your eyes and how they focus when you're working on a tablet or a computer.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, are there any other health problems that can develop or be intensified because of overuse of smartphones?
Yeah, they can affect your overall health. Excessive smartphone use can impact your productivity and concentration levels. It can also affect your posture if you look down at your phone and use it. Some people have a lot of neck problems.
Yeah.
And in addition, the effects of screen time can have on your eyes, it can impact your mental health. Frequent social media alerts, text messages, and emails can create a constant sense of urgency for smartphone users. It can be hard to detach from your smartphone, which can add to your feelings of stress and anxiety.
I think it can also cause, you see some people walking along the sidewalk or down the street and they're looking at their smartphone. It could be a bad effect if you run into something or step into
traffic.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I wonder, they don't look up from that phone. And I see people riding bicycles on their phone.
Yeah.
And of course, people driving are on their phone.
Exactly.
And so technology is good, but it's created many, many problems in society, but also it affects your health.
Well, when we continue for the sake of your eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic, we're going to be talking about how you can protect your eyes from smartphone screens in just a moment.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. More than 10 million children, 1 in 4, in the U.S. will go back to school with an undetected vision problem that can interfere with learning. Despite this disturbing figure, a survey released by the Vision Council of America found that only 6% of parents recognize that vision problems can lead to difficulties in school. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 814-371-2020.
All right, Dr. Wendy, the topic today, I think, very pertinent and applicable because many of us have a smartphone and we use our smartphones quite a bit. A lot of that phone use is necessary to managing through life these days. So there's a lot of use, and with that comes a lot of eye strain and some damage to the eyes and vision as well. So here's a big question. How can we protect our eyes from smartphone screens?
The first thing is remember to blink. When you're so far focused on your smartphone for a long period of time, you may forget to blink. If you don't blink as often as you need to, your eyes get less moisture and may begin to feel dry. So to help prevent dryness and discomfort, try to blink regularly while using your phone or other digital devices. You can adjust the screen brightness. Your eyes may feel tired faster if your screen is too bright. It may help to change your phone settings so that the screen brightness matches the lighting in your surroundings. This can make it easier for your eyes to adjust between the screen and your environment. You can also try using the night mode or the dark mode setting on your smartphone in darker environments and at night.
Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of the newer phones do that adjustment automatically for you, which is very nice.
You can use the 20-20-20 rule. So to relieve eye strain when using your smartphone, every 20 minutes of smartphone use, take a 20-second break from the screen. During those 20 seconds, focus on an object at least 20 feet away, or get up and walk around. Go to the bathroom. Go get a drink. Just let your eyes relax and focus at a distance.
Good advice. Do you think maybe some of the screen use is a little bit overboard, and maybe we could just simply cut back a little bit?
Yeah, if possible, try to spend less time using your smartphone. Many smartphone applications allow you to track your screen time. Some let you set timers on your most used apps to help you limit your time. Your phone may also have built-in screen time stats that you can reference. When it's time to move away from the screen, try putting your phone down and go do something completely different. This may help you avoid the temptation of checking your phone during your break.
Earlier, you mentioned, Dr. Wendy, you mentioned blue light filters. What are those all about?
They block out the blue light and they reduce the symptoms of digital eye strain. And it's to adjust how you're using your smartphone. And the blue light is a certain spectrum of light. Now, there's studies that have been done that show using your smartphone before bedtime can affect your sleep and your sleep pattern.
Right, right.
And other things it can affect too. So by blocking that blue light, and the lenses actually have a light blue tint to them, and blocking that can relieve some of your symptoms.
Well, we're in the midst of a digital age. There's no doubt about that. And today on For the Sake of Your Eyes, Dr. Wendy, you've been dealing with the topic of, do these phones actually damage our eyesight or our vision? So can you kind of give us a summary? How do we keep our eyes healthy in this digital age?
We receive a large amount of news, social interaction, and entertainment through our smartphones. With so much information coming in, it can be difficult to limit screen time, but it's important to acknowledge the eye strain that can come with excessive phone use. To keep your eyes healthy in this digital age, try to take regular breaks from your phone and reduce your screen time as much as possible. It may help to have an alternative activity waiting to hold your attention. So instead of using your phone, you could read a book or write in a journal. Digital versions don't count. Actually,
an actual paper book,
on
right?
Paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk your dog, water your plants, work on a puzzle, or play a board game with friends.
Now, is there any scientific evidence that backs up that the claim that phones actually damage eyesight?
There's a lot of literature and a lot of research going into that. We know that blue light, that spectrum of light, damages the eye. But they haven't exactly linked it to smartphones. Mm-hmm. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. Mm-hmm. But they do make your eyes hurt, and they could lead to complications in other areas. It's important to be aware of your usage so you can try to avoid these problems. Now, I have a patient who developed macular degeneration at a young age. She wasn't susceptible to it. She was well out of the age group that should be developing macular degeneration, and her eyes looked like they were at the 85-year-old level at 45.
Wow.
So she was a dental assistant, and when you cure teeth, you use blue light.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I have found some studies that do actually link it. Like I said, it's politically not correct to
to link directly it, link it right
directly
now.
Link it.
Yeah.
But the articles and the research that's written alludes that it does do it, and it does, because in her case, it ruined her eyesight.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of implications are there. So, Dr. Wendy, as we wrap up our time together on for the sake of your eyes today. If folks would like to learn more about this topic or other important topics that you have presented here on For the Sake of Your Eyes, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call at the office at 814-371-2020. And you can always leave a message. We have a system that you can type a text to. And the best thing to do is keep track of your symptoms, keep a journal or a log, make an eye appointment. Don't delay. If you're having problems with dryness, with pain, discomfort when you're using your smartphone, make an appointment today, because we can help and make things so much more comfortable for you and prevent these more damaging effects that can happen.
All right. It's always for the sake of your eyes, and it's always valuable information that we get to hear from Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt like we did today. Dr. Wendy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Back-to-school basics include new clothes, new shoes, school supplies, and an eye exam. When children can't see clearly, their learning is affected. Most don't realize that their vision's a problem. They assume everyone sees the way they do. Back-to-school is one of the best times to address your child's vision proactively. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, 90 Beaver Drive, Suite 116, Du Bois, 814-371-2020.